38 degrees in Chicago at 10:45. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again from, let's call it the sun-kissed Middle West, shall we? That's just about as pretty a word as we can think of. A real delightful day here in our town of Chicago, and I presume that if you're sort of munching on Wrigley Spearmint, you're all relaxed and pleasantly situated wherever you are. The sun's probably shining in your heart and your town, too. Now, today, instead of having a guest interview, which is our usual format, we thought that there were two rather significant albums which have just been released by the major record companies that deserve some national exposure. One such is one done by Tony Bennett called simply Tony, which to me is one of the great albums of our time, and another, an equally great album, one done by Ella Fitzgerald, who, in this particular Verve etching group, does the music of the songbook of Rodgers and Hart. So our whole program today will be made up of these great classics from fine albums. And let's begin by listening to Tony Bennett with the, by this time, immortal Vincent Yeoman's Without a Song.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good no how. Without a song, I got my troubles and woe, but sure as I know that Jordan will roll, I'll get along as long as the sun is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know
beautiful song, isn't it? And of course, it's brought so clearly and so poignantly to life with the sincerity of Mr. Tony Bennett. That's one selection from this great album that he's done called Tony. We're going to go back to the Tony album in just a moment or two and listen to some more. But before we do, let me make a recommendation to you that along with the other pleasures that you have in your own home, perhaps your favorite CBS station, perhaps some other form of amusement around the house, would you play cards or just sit and listen to pre-selected music on records, I can assure you that almost every single pleasure you enjoy is brought more clearly into focus when you enjoy it with Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Now, it makes good sense, and I'll tell you why. You see, the chewing action when you chew Wrigley Spearmint has a great psychological effect. It just sort of lulls you into a nice, peaceful contentment. That's why it's so good for kids if they get just a little bit rambunctious around the house. You'd be amazed how quickly they'll settle down and calm down if they can just chew on Wrigley Spearmint. The same with you, Mother, when you get a little bit tedious from the housework, or perhaps you, Pop, when you drive your automobile. If you get just a little bit nervous and upset or bored with life, you go the route that we like, which is with Wrigley Spearmint. You'll love it. It's a great flavor. Wrigley Spearmint, pure and wholesome and refreshing. So why don't you enjoy some today? It's available where all good products are sold. But you ask for it by that name, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. We think it's the best. Now, in honor of tomorrow, which, of course, is the honoring day of St. Valentine, it's only fair and appropriate, I think, that we express to all of you ladies all over the United States, whether you be young or old, that we sincerely hope that you'll be our Valentine tomorrow. And here is Ella Fitzgerald to express it far better than I.
Behold the way our fine feathered friend his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent, you're my funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart.
Like the cool, clean waters of the snow-fed mountain brook, the voice of Ella Fitzgerald with Funny Valentine. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and I suppose the kids will get a lot of comic valentines and a lot of pleasant ones, too. And I hope one of the things that you give the kids around your household is the bewilderment and wonder of the goodness that always comes with Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You won't wonder why it's good when you know how good it's made to be. So you get some Wrigley Spearmint, you like it. Now let's go back to the Tony album done by Tony Bennett. And here to me is one of the true majestical sounds on a phonograph record. His Lost in the Stars.
Before Lord God made the sea or the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man don't mind if the stars get dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, as long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes I think maybe God's gone away, forgetting his promise and word he'd say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out. Blowing through the night, and we're lost out here in the stars.
I think one of the main reasons I played these three selections from two fine albums today is just to confirm your suspicion that American music done by record companies is still and can be very, very beautiful. One by Ella Fitzgerald, two by Tony Bennett, from their great new albums for Verve and Columbia, respectively. Well, this is Howard Miller from Chicago assuring you that we go back to the regular format tomorrow with a guest star that we're going to interview and play a couple of more records for you in the pop field. Until then, I hope that you'll sort of join us up in the bandwagon of all the millions of people who depend on Wrigley Spearmint for fine refreshment. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's Joe Foss.
You've just heard the Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Join Howard at this same time tomorrow when his guest will be Tommy Sands on the CBS Radio Network.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Creamy cream, pie and pudding.